Victoria! Christmas, Victoria!
Wednesday, December the 18th, 1896. A day notable for rescued promise and hopeful delivery.
Victoria Station by Steve Chambers. Episode 4. Silent Night Train.
Gentlemen, can we begin? Can we begin? Porters will stand to attention.
What are we up to, Mr. Tidmarsh? It's the third time this week that you've had us stood to attention.
Discipline is an anchorage where we may ride out the storms of life, Porter Ross. It is good for the soul.
You are.
So if my desire as chief clerk is that you stand to attention 33 times this week, then that is what you will do.
That's not right, Robert. There's only 7 days in a week.
Jackson. 33 times. Well, if it is important, tell us all.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, say it.
Nothing but sounded like something to me. I am assigning you to the special duty requested by regional headquarters.
What special duty?
You are to count every passenger arriving at Victoria. Porter Robinson will assist you.
Me?
You are to begin at 8 and finish at midday.
I mean to say, Mr. Tidmarsh, what for?
The company is conducting a census, Jackson.
That's not fit work for a porter. That's clerk's work, is that?
It's not.
It is an order. Has the penalty for insubordination changed?
No, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Oh, worried, Dave. You can let go of my arm now, Mr. Wheeler.
Are you sure, Ada?
Oh, I don't need help with me steering in the booking bowl. Oh, heck. Look at this lot. All stood to attention like chocolate soldiers.
Thank you, Mrs. Biggs. I'm trying to conduct the 7 o'clock briefing.
Oh, sorry, Dux. You carry on. Mr. Wheeler and I'll wait in the warm, won't we, Mr. Wheeler?
I am a bit early as it is.
Mr. Wheeler, I must say I am surprised to see you back so soon.
Can't afford to lose any more wages, Mr. Tidmarsh.
But I understand the injury last week was severe.
Bad enough, Mr. Tidmarsh. Explosion in a tunnel and a cab full of scalding steam blew the regulator clean off.
Skinned his arm, it did.
Got a big enough bandage on it. Can you drive an engine with it in a sling like that?
I dare say I'll manage, Robbo.
But if I may continue... We must be prepared for delays due to the inclement weather.
Oh, that's wrong, Mr. Tidmarsh. It's not inclement. It's snowing hard.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Biggs.
Some of the flakes are as big as half crowns. Oh, I nearly went all me legs in it. If it hadn't been for Mr. Wheeler, I grabbed hold of his bad arm and he screamed and I just screamed.
Mrs. Biggs!
Mr. Tidmarsh, sounds like you're keeping them in order.
I do my best, Station Master.
I know you do. And the men look very smart, stood to attention. Well done.
Thank you, Station Master.
Yeah. Wheeler, I heard you were coming back. How are you feeling after the accident?
Oh, I felt better, Mr. Braddock. I'm due to take on the Manchester train, you know, the third-class stopper.
You're going to have a bit of a wait. It's running late, like everything else today. I have to go.
Where to, Station Master?
I've just had a telegraph from Loughborough. They think the mail flyer may be stuck at East Leek. I'm going down the line to investigate.
Well, I will endeavour to maintain order in your absence.
I'm leaving Mr. Tidmarsh in charge to do as he says. You be careful, Wheeler. We don't want any more heroics.
I've learnt my lesson, Mr. Braddock.
Right, I'm away.
I'll toddle off as well. Tira, me duck.
Porters, dismiss.
Did you hear, Tidmarsh? Discipline is good for the soul.
Yeah, it's been funny since his father's funeral last week.
I don't call it funny. Counting passengers and on a day like today.
Victoria! Christmas, Victoria!
I've got you now. Oh, come on, Mary. We can get warm now. I don't think I've ever been on such a cold train.
Oh, and it's a convenient battle, Naomi.
I'll ask someone. Yeah, I haven't seen so many people since Alden Wakes last year. Seems like the whole train is emptied onto this platform.
Oh, there's a porter over there. Ask him and hurry.
Excuse me. Porter?
Porter?
7:58. I'm not a porter. 9:60.
Where is the ladies' waiting room?
Third class ladies' waiting room over the footbridge. Platform 3, 63.
My sister's close to her time and walking is difficult. Is there a convenience nearer?
70. The ladies' tea room, end of the platform on the right. There could be a queue. 71, 72.
Will it help with our luggage?
I've lost count now.
Oh, it was 74, I think. Well, in any case, you made a mistake.
Did I?
Aye, you missed out 62.
I did not. Did I?
Naomi, I can wait no longer. I'll be in the ladies' tea room. Excuse me, let me through, please.
I can't manage the luggage alone. Won't you help me, please?
I'm a clerk, not a porter.
Can I help, madam?
I need help with our luggage.
Oh, what's wrong with you, Jackson? Lost the use of your arms or what?
I'm carrying out the duties assigned to me, as should you be doing, Robbo.
Waste my time on that malarkey when there's proper work to be done. Anyway, I know why you're not helping. It's a third-class train. There aren't any tips to speak of.
29, that's rubbish. 100.
Please,
100.
Mr. Porter.
You'll have me singing in a minute. Oh, now, where's this luggage, madam?
This way.
Right.
How long will the train be at 6?
Difficult to say, madam. Could be a while with the weather like it is, you know.
10. Oh, 111. 12, 13, 14.
I told you it was cold in them unheated carriages, Hancock. The platform's busier than Slab Square on New Year's Eve.
Well, we're warming up on the footplate, Mr. Parkin.
Snow's getting worse. The sky's like the fire back over there.
I'd better go and find Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, I wouldn't, Terry. Third-class stoppers are always last in the queue. I reckon you're going to be here for a while yet.
Is it compulsory with engine drivers, or do you just become like it with a lack of exercise?
Is what compulsory?
A pessimistic outlook.
Yeah, well, if it can happen, one day it will happen.
It doesn't say that in the rule book.
It's one of the unwritten regulations. Anyway, if you ask me, you might not get away at all.
Doesn't bother me. I'd rather snuggle up with my flurry tonight than sleep in the Magister's stopover.
I'd take on water and fuel before moving on, if I were you.
If you were me, I'd hang myself.
This is the worst kind of snow. Blowing like sand and settling like concrete.
I'm off to find Mr. Wheeler.
Pot of tea for two, Josie, and two fish paste sandwiches.
I've never seen the tea room so crowded, Steve. You were rushed up a thing.
Oh, it always gets like this close to Christmas.
There's some standing over there.
The weather. And that train emptying. It'll calm down eventually.
Ada, put your mop down and lend hands with the washing up, will you?
What about me cleaning?
Well, there's not much point trying to clean with folk traipsing snow in and out.
Excuse me. You'll get me a bad name, Phoebe Scullion. I don't like places to be a muck heap, you know.
Excuse me. Go on with you, Ada.
I am Lady Carter.
What do you want?
This fish-faced sandwich is inedible. Could you make me a fresh one, please?
Sandwiches are made in the first-class restaurant at the start of the day.
Couldn't you go to the first-class restaurant and make me another?
You can see how busy we are. Either eat a sandwich or buy something else.
Apparently, I must forbear endless delay, insult, and poison. Who is an authority here?
I am.
Where is the station master?
He's too busy sorting out lost trains to worry about fish-faced sandwiches, Duff.
That's enough, Ada. Look, why don't you have an iced finger and drink your tea? There's a queue forming behind you.
I seem to have no choice.
Got a tea for two and two fish-paste sandwiches?
That's good.
Car, just put them down. Oh, the tea will warm us up.
Ruby, it'll make me want to go again. Still, I am hungry.
Oh, is anything else, madam?
No, that's all, thank you. Excuse me?
Yes?
And what you her? She's sitting in my seat.
There is another one next to her.
But this is my table.
Oh, I'm sorry. You stay where you are, Mary.
I am Lady Casterton, and this is my table.
You can see that Mary is expecting.
Yes. Very well. You may remain in my seat.
You can share my fish paste sandwich if you sit down.
She needs some hot water and can't bother.
Oh, she can't enjoy. Hail, Meadow. Oh, go away.
Now, what's wrong with you, lady? You look like you swallowed a nettle.
You are inebriated.
No, I'm not. I'm Jane Capron. Oh. I'm famous in Brisbane, mate.
All right, Jane, that's enough.
Hey up, lass. Looks like you saw it now.
Oh,
Come on, Jane.
Oh, I'm out, Phoebe. It's nearly Christmas.
All right, Phoebe, I've got to.
Hey, where are you taking me?
We'll find a nice porter to take you out the street.
Oh, God, rest ye merry, gentlemen.
You nothing you did. I'll take it now, Phoebe. You get back to your seat.
All right, and don't spend too long getting me Jack Robson.
I won't. Go on.
Get that signal lever, will you, Sid? I'll put some coal on the floor.
Right, so, Mr. Roberts.
That's not my train, is it?
No, Mr. Wheeler. That's the branch passenger to Woolerton.
By rights, you shouldn't be taking any train out in your condition.
Can't afford not to, Fred. Anyway, I was tired of being at home. You soon get sick of doing that.
You fancy a mug of tea while you wait?
I don't mind if I do. At least I had a few days off. Not like the old days.
There you are, Wheeler. Get that tea down here.
Thanks, Fred.
The old days, the railways were run by railwaymen then. It's all clerks now. Pen-pushing desk barons.
Shiny boots and Sunday collars, walking around with their noses in the air.
You can't run a railway from a ruddy book.
Some of them don't look old enough to tie their own bootlace.
Well, I for one say good riddance to the old days.
And since when did you become an expert on the old days, Sidney?
I've heard you talking about them often enough, Mr. Roberts. The old days were bad, there were lots of accidents. And the men were treated worse than they are now.
You think things are getting better then, Sid?
The new century will be a time of science and opportunity.
I hope he's been book learning again.
It's exciting.
Not to me, it isn't.
That's because you're old.
Yeah. I hope, Wheeler. Snug as a bug in a rug. With a mug. I thought I'd find you in the signal box.
Do you always talk like that to your betters, Hancock?
No, Fred. Sometimes I'm downright impertinent.
Time to go, Hancock.
Oh, I've got time for a mug of tea if there's one going.
Sid, do the honours.
Yes, Mr. Roberts.
The weather's getting worse. Could be dangerous. I can't see you making Manchester, Wheeler.
At least I'll be doing what I'm good at.
Thought you were a Mona, Wheeler, but old Parkin beats you into a cocked hat.
Drink this down, Hancock, and let's have less of the old. You'll be like it one day.
A lot of people in the booking hall, Bert. Who are they all?
Passengers. Keeping out of the cold by the looks of them.
Oh, well. Where do we go?
The inquiry desk. Over there.
Oh. No one here. What do we do now?
Shop!
That's it. Someone will come. All these people. I wonder where they're all going.
Anyone would think you'd never been in a station before.
I've never been in a big one like this. Hey, up, someone's coming.
Yes, can I help you?
Bert Skinner, Trowell, a miner's outing.
We're going to Matlock, but there.
No, I'm afraid not.
What do you mean?
It's paid for.
The master's given us day off. It's his birthday. We're going to Matlock back Christmas bonus.
No.
What do you mean, no?
What is going on? Excuse me.
What does he mean, Bert?
We'll find out in a minute, Sam. All right, Jane, calm down. Can I see you tonight, Josie?
If I can get away, Jack, yes.
We'll have to tell your father sooner or later.
Oh, I know. Oh, look out, here comes Tidmarsh.
What you lost? Why have you abandoned your special duty?
Jane, calm down. Jane,
I asked him to, Mr. Tidmarsh.
On whose authority, Miss Braddock?
Phoebe Scullion's. Jane Cakebread was disturbing the ladies' tea room.
Well, I was just singing.
Well, she's disturbing the booking hall now. Robson, lock her in the basement storeroom.
Right.
Go on. All right, Jane, come on.
What's wrong? Don't you like Carol?
This way.
We normally just let her go, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Well, this is not a normal day, Miss Braddock. And we are adopting the measures we deem appropriate, if you approve.
Oh, yes.
Then perhaps you should return to your duties in the tea room.
Yes, of course.
You sent for me, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Mr. Wheeler. What is your opinion, do you think the third-class train should travel on?
Well, we've finished coaling and we're all set.
Well, it could be dangerous.
If we get off now, I reckon we'll be all right. Besides, I'll lose wages if I don't take this train. I've had my fill of hanging about, twiddling my thumbs.
But it would help with the overcrowding. The passengers are cluttering up every warm space in the station.
That settles it, then.
Well, all right. Get yourself away. But be careful.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Bert Skinner, trial manners outing.
A day out.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid your day trip is cancelled owing to bad weather.
It's paid for and we're taking the day off work.
All right, Sam, hold your horse.
Your ticket will be refunded in full.
You just let another train travel on.
I heard you. Well, that is a very different matter. Now, if you will excuse me,
What do we do now, Bert?
Drown our sorrows in the station hotel. Come on, let's tell the others.
You, ma'am. Yes, you.
I am the chief clerk, madam.
And I am Lady Casterton. I demand some assistance. My train is delayed, apparently indefinitely, and no one seems to know anything about it.
Which train are you waiting for?
The 11:30 port of Glasgow.
But all trains are delayed today, madam, because of the weather.
It is disgraceful. Something should be done.
I believe God is responsible for the weather, and patience is a virtue,
and sloth is a sin.
Mary, over here.
No, you're making it. It's a long way to Manchester in this weather.
I want to be home when the baby comes. Due on Christmas Day.
Oh, thanks for your help.
Come on, ladies. Oh, get yourself aboard.
Oh, give me a hand up, Naomi.
Here we are. Oh. Ah, that's it. Good luck to you both.
And you. Bye.
Bye. I hope she'll be all right.
So do I. Well, what train's that coming in on the other platform?
He does on the footway.
Just like our mail flyer he went looking for.
Very late.
About 2 hours by my reckoning. Well, no time like the present.
What do you mean?
I'm going to spill the beans to your father.
Oh, I'd wait until after work, Jack. He doesn't like being interrupted.
Oh, maybe you're right. Hey, look at Jackson over there.
What's he doing? It looks like he's talking to himself.
Daddy.
241, 242, 244, 45, 46.
Jackson. Oh, Mr. Brennick, sir. 47. Oh, Mr. Cripps. 48.
Which train is that leaving platform 5?
The Manchester train. Yes,
the third class stopper. Who sent it up?
Oh, I mean to say that Mr. Tidmarsh did.
What does the fool think he's doing?
I do not think you should insult the chief clerk in front of junior members of staff, Braddock.
But train has to cross Cottesmore Wastes, Mr. Cripps.
I am aware of the route.
Are you aware of the conditions they face if the weather does not moderate?
In my opinion, Mr. Tidmarsh was acting in the best interests of the Great Central Railway.
We'll see about that. I'm on my way to the booking hall, Jackson.
Yes, Mr. Braddock.
Wait for me, Braddock.
249, 150, 51, 52, 53. It's getting worse out there, see. The coal's starting to freeze together.
Well, at least we're warming up in the signal box, Mr. Roberts.
We will be when I get this coal on the stove. Yeah, that's better.
The traffic's slowing up.
Well, it's bound to in this snow.
It just keeps on falling.
Yeah, it's bad, all right. We should thank our lucky stars it isn't the old days.
Oh, of course, Mr. Roberts. Everything was worse in the old days.
Don't get previous, young Sydney. It doesn't suit you.
Well, the weather's the weather. Neither worse nor better than it ever was.
True, but you're forgetting the improvements that have been made in equipment.
How do you mean, like?
Well, in the early days, the signal default position was a goal. One winter, it was snowing like this and the signals froze open at either end of a tunnel on a single line.
What's happened?
Two trains ploughed head-on into each other.
Inside the tunnel?
Why? Well, after that, they changed the default position to stop, so if they freeze, they do it on stop.
And the trains end up waiting at the signal?
Yes. Mind, that can be dangerous and all if the engine runs out of fuel or water.
Oh, I'll get that, Mr. Roberts.
Sidney, can I come in?
Jackson, you look chilled to the marrow. Oh,
I am.
Well, don't stand on ceremony, you. Shut that door and get yourself in front of the stove.
Thank you.
We don't often see you in the North End box.
No, I'm avoiding Mr. Tidmarsh.
Join the club, you.
Do you have the right time, Mr. Roberts?
5:20 to 1, I make it.
Thank heavens. I can stop then.
Stop what?
Well, Mr. Tidmarsh has had me counting all the passengers arriving at Victoria before midday.
You haven't been doing it, have you?
What's so funny? I'll get the sack if I don't do it.
Don't be daft, youth. Use your loaf. Estimate.
Estimate?
Is the train full, half full, or nearly empty? How many passengers in a coach? How many coaches are there?
Oh, but what if they take off?
How, you? You're doing the counting.
What's that screeching noise, Wheeler?
The wheels are slipping on the incline, Hancock. That's why the engine's racing.
It feels like I've been pulled back by an invisible hand.
Well, get shoveling, Ute. We need all the power we can get.
This is my first time up Cottage Moor Bank.
You're lucky.
Why do I call it the Cottage Moor Way?
Because it's a sullen, desolate place. Ill at ease with itself.
It doesn't seem that bad to me.
We're not there yet.
What I tell you, Wheeler? We made it to the top of the bank. Yeah, I think I'll have one of Flory's sandwiches to celebrate.
Huh? What's she giving you today? Banana.
No fear. She knows better than that. Beef and mustard.
Oh, you're making me feel hungry.
Think so of your own dinner instead of hanging your tongue out at mine.
I'll pace myself. Could be a long night, Hancock. Oh,
cheer up, Wheeler. I'll buy you a drink when we get to Manchester. What do you say?
Better get shoveling again. It's a long drag across the wastes.
How's your hand?
So hot. But I can still drive.
But not well enough to shovel, eh? Good job you got me.
Heaven preserve us.
What are you on about now, Wheeler?
Brace yourself, Hancock.
What are you waiting for, Wheeler?
Line up ahead. It's blocked.
We're going to hit it. Ah! Ah!
What did you think you were doing, Mr. Tidmarsh?
What I believed was my duty, station master. With respect, you did leave me in charge. The booking hall is hardly the ideal place for a public argument.
Mr. Braddock.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cliff.
Oh, please do not let my presence inhibit the vigor of your discussion. You were about to say something, Braddock.
Mr. Tidmarsh, you should not have sent that train on in this weather.
Mr. Wheeler was confident of getting through. And the train was crowded with third-class passengers.
Of course it was. It's Christmas next week.
Do not reproach yourself, Tidmarsh. Victoria Station should not be turned into a dormitory for the travelling poor.
With respect, Mr. Cripps, this is an operational matter and not the concern of the regional superintendent.
On the contrary, your chief clerk shows due regard for the welfare of the company which employs him.
It is the passengers' welfare that concerns me. If you will excuse me, gentlemen, I shall be in the telegraph office.
I did what I thought was right, Mr. Cripps.
Do not distress yourself, Mr. Tidmarsh. It is Mr. Braddock's priorities which are not in proportion.
He is popular with the men.
No doubt because of his cavalier attitude toward regulation. Tell me, Tidmarsh, to what malfeasance has the station master succumbed?
None that I am aware of, Mr. Cripps. Mr. Braddock enjoys good health.
Good health? No, man. Malfeasance. What misdeeds has Braddock committed? What are his transgressions?
Oh, I see. Well, Mr. Braddock ignores regulations if he believes them to be irksome, pointless, or just plain daft.
And you have a list of such incidents, times and places?
Certainly.
Witnesses you can call on?
If necessary.
Then we have him, Mr. Tidmarsh. We have him.
Hey, up, Doc. Hey, someone sounds happy. Good news, is it?
What do you want?
I remember me, Bert Skinner. Trowel Miners outing. I've been in the station hotel.
Evidently. Eh? One can smell the spirit on your breath.
Your fault, la-di-da. Your company stopped the outing. What else were we supposed to do?
Did you want something?
I've called for the money. The refund.
You will have to apply in writing to the regional headquarters.
That's not what he said earlier, is it, Doc?
No. I cancelled the day trip and authorised the refund, Mr. Cripps.
On account of the snow, you think?
Mr.
Yes, someone wants you, Doc. Yes, looks worried to know.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Braddock?
The third-class train has not passed Annesley signal box.
But it should have gone through, what, half an hour since?
There is probably a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Ah, they could be stuck somewhere.
I don't think so.
Not taking any chances.
Mr. Tidmarsh, I'm commandeering the mail train.
You are overreacting, Braddock.
Mr. Cripps, I do not consider the best interest of the railway are served by killing passengers.
You will not come to that station, Masters, surely.
Not while the fuel and water lasts.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Pass the word around, Mr. Tidmarsh. I'm looking for volunteers to go with me.
Yes, of course.
You can also inform the staff that anyone who does volunteer will be leaving their post and therefore liable to dismissal.
Yes, madam, what can I do for you?
This iced cream tastes like sawdust.
Plenty of other people have eaten them without complaining.
No doubt they're unused to eating good food.
Lady Castleton, there is nothing wrong with the food in the ladies' tea room.
Only with some of the customers, eh, Phoebe?
Careful, young woman, or I shall be obliged to report you for insolence.
Report yourself while you're at it, then.
That's enough, Josie. Oh,
today's young women are so lacking in decorum. In my day, I wouldn't have dreamt of answering back to one's best.
Josie, come here, Doris.
Arthur Robson, men are not allowed in the ladies' tea room.
I'm sorry, Phoebe, but this is an emergency.
What do you mean, Jack?
Well, the third-class stopper is stuck somewhere between here and Annesley signal box. Your dad, Mr. Braddock's asking for volunteers.
What are they for?
Why do you think? To go and dig them out.
I'll go. You go in, Jack.
Yes, but there's a problem. Cripps has threatened anyone who goes with a boot.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, but if we leave them there, they might freeze to death.
Oh, I doubt that. Common people are always so hardy.
Look, Lady Casterton, that expectant mother is on that train. You shared your table with her.
I did not. She sat at my table without permission. And she was foolish to undertake the journey in her condition.
It's easy to be wise after the event. She wanted to be home in time for Christmas next week.
Oh, don't we all?
Well, the engine will run out of fuel and water sooner or later. It certainly won't last until morning and the coaches have no eating.
Oh, heavens.
Well, I'm not going to pass by on the other side. How about you, Phoebe?
Well, put like that, we haven't got much choice.
Blankets in number 5. Extra coal at the back.
I've organised some shovels, Mr. Braddock. Mr. Parkin is shunting the second engine into position.
What about volunteers, Robson?
Well, I told everyone to gather on the up platform, and it looks like this is it.
Didn't you know?
Well, they're worried about getting the sack. I suppose you can't blame
no.
Me.
No.
I'm coming, Mr. Braddock.
What? You there! My man!
I am not your man, madam. I am a station master.
And I am Lady Carson. I understand you're looking for volunteers.
Yes. What do you want?
Now, being very dead, I have come to offer my services as a volunteer.
Yes.
Well, this is not a laughing matter. I understand lives are at stake.
You are correct, Lady Casterton, but I'm afraid the answer is no.
Why ever not? Surely I could render some service.
Well, in that get-up with your bustle and everything, oh, you'd be neither use nor ornament.
Then I will tear my bustle off. You seem to forget the Good Samaritan was well-to-do.
There you are.
Look, Lady Casterton, I need people of experience. It's heavy, dangerous work.
Phoebe and I have come to help.
Many are called, few are chosen. I shall not be diverted, station master, as you will discover. Good day.
What's she on about now?
Lady Casterton volunteer.
Never in the world.
I rejected her for the same reason I'm rejecting you and Phoebe.
Oh, no.
I need strong men to dig out this train.
There's a woman expecting on that train, Mr. Braddock. An incident like this could set her off.
Phoebe knows about being a midwife.
Nice.
Help, Joe. I've come to join up.
We're going to need more than you and Robson, Fred.
Braddock? Braddock? Oh, what does he want now?
What is it, Mr.
I understand you have commandeered a second engine.
That's right. The rescue train needs to be double-headed for the extra traction.
Out of the question.
I've taken some empty cattle trucks, too. They're larger than coaches. I suppose that's out of the question, you know.
Absolutely. I order you not to leave Victoria Station, Braddock. You know the consequences if you disobey.
You'll not do out if I succeed.
You haven't enough workmen to succeed. Oh, come on, Joel. Let's get a move on.
Hello, bloody dear. Remember me? Trial man is out.
This platform is reserved for railway personnel only.
You're looking for volunteers, aren't you? Well, here we are.
Impossible! Right. You are inebriated.
We're miners. We know about digging people out. There's folk trapped. We can't just leave them there, can we?
No.
Come on, then. Get aboard one of them cattle trucks. Josie, Phoebe, too. Right. Turn the way, Robson. Fred, right. You ride up front with me. Right. Come on. Let's get moving.
Are you sure you're all right, Mary?
I think so. What happened?
I don't know.
Everybody, I'm Mr. Wheeler, the engine driver. Now, there's no cause for alarm. We've run into a snowdrift. Is anybody hurt?
No, but my sister Mary's close to her time.
Anybody else?
No.
The snow must have cushioned the impact.
Can we go backwards?
Not at the moment, no. My fireman's having a look to see how bad it is.
How far's the nearest habitation?
Oh, 4 miles across the waste farm, I reckon. This cutters more hamlets. We'd never make it in this weather.
Well, what are we going to do then?
Wait for the storm to abate and help to arrive.
That could be hours.
It's very cold in here, Mary.
Well, look, everybody
still had to huddle together for warmth.
What about Mary, Mr. Wheeler? Couldn't she be somewhere warmer?
Well, we could take her to the cab while the fire lasts. Can you help me with her, Miss...
Joseph. Her name's Miss Joseph.
Oh, Mary and Joseph, eh?
Yes. I'm near to Christmas, too. Perhaps it's an omen.
Let's hope it's a good one, then. Now, come on, Mary. Can you walk?
Of course.
Lean on me, Mary.
All right.
I'll get down first, and you toss it out to me, Miss Joseph.
All right.
There you go.
All right. I keep thinking about that poor woman, Jack.
Aye. Well, this train's double-headed. We're doing our best.
Do you think we'll get there in time?
I don't know, Josie. But if we don't, we'll all be on a scrap heap tomorrow morning.
You mean crypt?
Aye.
How can anyone be so hard-hearted?
Search me.
I wonder what he's like at home.
Who?
Crypt. It makes me feel all peculiar just thinking about it.
Oh, then don't think about him. Think about us and our future. Our children.
Our children?
Well, you'll not be doctoring all the time, Joseph Braddock.
And what are you going to do, Jack Robson?
I'm going to be a good railwayman, like your pa.
You don't like him.
Oh, he's an awkward so-and-so, but look at the way he stood up to Cripps. I wouldn't mind doing that.
There's more to being a railwayman than standing up to Cripps or riding a footplate in a blizzard.
Aye, you're right. It'll be a sad day when decent folk are cowed by the likes of Cripps.
I wonder what kind of world that baby will see.
Well, if we don't get a move on, he won't be seeing any.
Don't say that, Jack. I want them to be all right.
I know, and so do I. I want to keep my job.
Is that you, Hancock?
Yeah. What have you got there, Wheeler?
One of the passengers. Here, give us a hand with her. She needs to be by the fire.
All right, Wheeler, but you leave off. We don't want you injuring your other arm. Come on, lassie, up you come.
Oh, all right. Come on now. I've got her.
So have I. Oh. Set yourself down there. It's a bit mucky, like.
Oh, but it's warm, though, isn't it, Mary?
Oh, yes. Oh, I love the smell of coal. I could just eat some.
Your looks are shocked, Hancock. That's how it takes some lassies.
What? Right up to their time?
Yes. Now, what's the story with the engine?
No chance of digging her out. She's in too deep. Besides, the snow is blowing like billio and freezing as it settles.
Oh, baby!
What's happening?
This is the baby!
The contractions have started.
It's not coming now, is it?
Mr. Tidmarsh, I'm sorry to bother you in the booking order.
Mrs. Biggs, I am rather busy. Is that Fireman Hancock's wife over there?
Florrie, aye. She's too timid to speak to you herself.
What does she want?
Well, she's heard a rumour there's a train lost in the blizzard. She's worried sick in case her Henry is the fireman.
Oh, I see.
He is, isn't he?
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Biggs.
What am I going to tell her?
Tell her as little as possible. A rescue train has been sent, Mrs. Biggs. The best thing she can do is wait at home. I will send word as soon as there is any news.
She'd best wait with me in the tea room. Oh, I'll take Bread's back again. Just like the best penny.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Who let you out, Jane?
Your ladyship.
Well, Lady Casterton, whatever for?
Well, ask her yourself. Here she comes. Oh. You tell her, ma'am. Tell him you're taking me away from all this. I resolved to save this poor woman from herself.
I'd think twice about that if I were you.
Yeah, well, you're not her. All right, Jane.
But why, Lady Casterton?
I warrant you to join the rescue train, and I was cured. As indeed I have been all day. It is Christmas, and I am resolved to demonstrate that I too have a Christian heart. Jane is coming to live on my estate in Scotland.
That's right. And I'll forswan drink. Till the next bottle.
My estate is a small island in the Hebrides, and there is no liquor to be had there at all.
See? I've told you. Oh, the angel did say.
Come on, join in.
Was to certain for seven still feels where they lay.
Oh, Naomi!
Hold my hand, Mary. Oh, I'm here.
Thank
you. I wish you were, Joseph.
It can't be long now.
What's the verdict on the fire, Hancock?
It's just gone out and there's no more coal. What are we going to do?
I've tried everything I can think of.
We could pray.
I suppose so.
You do the honours, then, Miss Joseph. I've never been much of a one for religion.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me.
Do you hear that, Wheeler? I heard something.
Don't interrupt. My soul.
I can't hear anything.
Listen, Wheeler.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the
dead. I told you!
There's a ladder ship coming!
Hi there! Is that you, Wheeler? I thought I told you no more heroics.
Mr. Braddock!
Fred! What are you doing here?
We've come to dig you out, you!
No chance of that. The locomotive's half buried in its cutting. The storm's getting worse.
We'd better get a move on, Joe, otherwise the rescue train will be buried in all.
All right, Fred. Tell the miners to help transfer the passengers into the gaffel wagons. Oh, and tell Phoebe to have plenty of hot tea ready for it.
I'm on my way.
We've got a bit of a problem up here, Mr. Braddock. You'd better come up and have a look.
Is this the last that's expected?
Aye, my sister Mary. I think the baby's coming.
It can't. Not here, anyway.
This baby has a mind of its own.
There's a stove in the guard's van on the rescue train. Think we can get her there?
We'll have to carry her.
We'll get her there, Mr. Braddock. Me and Wheeler will pass her down to you and Miss Joseph.
Let's get Wheeler in there.
Mr. Cripps, you were sent for me?
Sit down in the station master's chair, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Oh, I don't understand. It's Mr. Braddock's office and he isn't here.
What better place to plan his removal? Come in.
What is it, Jackson? It had better be important.
The passenger estimate.
Passenger estimate?
I mean to say the census requested by head office. I counted 1,200.
Imbecile.
51.
Jackson, you are witless.
Yes, Mr. Cripps. Mean to say, why?
Is today a normal day? No. There is a blizzard and many trains are delayed. Are they not?
Yes, but Mr. Tidmarsh...
You will repeat the census when the weather and traffic are normal. Oh. Next Wednesday, do you understand?
Well, not next Wednesday, Mr. Cripps.
Why not?
It's Christmas Day.
Very well, the Wednesday after.
That's New Year's Day.
The first normal Wednesday. Now get out.
Well, go on, Jackson. Off you go. Go, Mr. Tidmarsh.
Handsome fell on stony ground, eh, Tidmarsh?
Well, Jackson is young and capable of change, Mr. Cripps. Unlike some.
What do you mean?
I have changed my mind about giving evidence against Mr. Braddock.
But you will be failing in your duty if you do not.
I know, and that pains me, but life carries many burdens.
If you prefer, I can arrange for your evidence to be given anonymously.
I do not prefer.
If it is your wish to begin your tenure as station master without the circumstances of Braddock's dismissal made public, I'm sure the board would understand.
You never knew my father, did you, Mr. Cripps?
No. I don't see what...
Well, he was a proud and demanding man. A man of action who never respected my quiet achievements. I take after my mother, you see. Footy, careful. Oh, but I wanted to be like him.
I'm sorry, but what has this got to do with Victoria Station?
Mr. Braddock is a man of action. He belongs with the engines and the dirt and the danger.
Precisely, he is antediluvian.
And I am a clerk, and I belong in the booking hall. With the traffic schedules, the timetables and the tickets.
You have the chance of advancement, Tidmarsh. Take it, man.
It's a question of belonging, Mr. Cripps. Mr. Braddock is a station master to his fingertips. And if he sometimes infringes regulations, he is always a good railway.
You are a sentimentalist, Tidmarsh. You haven't the guts to be station master.
I buried my father last week. I haven't the stomach to be a traitor.
The rescue train's stuck fast, Joe.
If we can get her over the Brownie Incline, she'll be away for it.
Let's hope so.
You worry too much, youth.
All right, Bert. On the count of three, get your colliers to push.
Ready when you are.
One, two, three.
She's coming, Joe. She's coming.
We're moving, Phoebe.
Oh, slow's the baby by the sound of it.
Keep hold of my hand, Mary.
Get yourselves aboard. Go
Come on.
That's it. There's no need to bother, Mr. Braddock.
I still say it was a close call, though.
Shh. You men be quiet. There's a woman giving birth over here.
Oh, in you come, lads. Keep it down, eh? There's a baby coming over there.
That's the lot.
All right, shut the door.
Where's Jack? I can't see him.
Yeah, Ruddy Elton on there.
Oh. Yeah, come on, Jack. Can you get him?
I thought Mr. Braddock might have left me behind on purpose.
That's not very funny, Ruskin.
If you can't do anything to help, keep quiet.
Half the thick choir's here. How about a lullaby, miss?
All right, but quietly.
On the count of three, lads. One, two, three.
It's coming, Mary. Just push.
I am very.
I can see the head.
I can't watch, Joe.
I never knew you were screaming,
Fenrir. I am about something.
It's a boy! It's a boy!
Congratulations, Joe!
That wasn't just me.
I reckon this will keep Crypt off your back for a while.
Maybe.
Dad, Jack and I have something to tell you.
Can't it wait, Daisy?
Yeah, no, Mr. Braddock. Me and Josie, we're engaged. We're going to get wed.
And we'd like your blessing.
What? You?
Look at your face, Joe Braddock. It's a picture.
This is none of your business, Fred.
Oh, cheer up, you. It's Christmas.
In the final episode of Victoria Station by Steve Chambers, Sean Baker played Joe Braddock and Gavin Muir Cripps. Pauline Letts was Ada, Christopher Scott Tidmarsh, Robert Harper Robson, and Chris Pavlow Jackson. Colleen Prendergast played Josie, Becky Hindley Phoebe, Adua Ando Mary, and Mary Roscoe Miss Joseph. John Hartley played Fred, Tom Bevin Sydney, Keith Drinkle, Wheeler, and Alex Lowe, Hancock. Shirley Dixon was Lady Casterton, Peter Gunn, Bert, Joanna Munro, Jane Cakebread, and Stephen Thorne, Parker. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Marion Nancarrow.